Brian Little, everybody, give it up. He wrote that song. What I wear this coat the first show of April. The first show of April, I wear this coat. This is a mid-1980s starter jacket for the Chicago Cubs. If you're wondering, I do own all five major sports teams from Chicago's starter jackets that I wear year-round, but I correspond with the season. For example, I have a Chicago White Sox starter jacket, which I will wear next week. I have a Chicago Blackhawks jacket, which I will, in theory, hopefully, fingers crossed, wear until mid-June. Chicago Bulls jacket, Chicago Bears jacket. I'm an adult man. This is how I thought rich guys from Chicago dressed when they were adults. They're like, oh, they got a tie and nice pants, and they have a checkered shirt with that they button up all the way, and then they wear starter coats. That's what I thought success was. They don't dress like, successful people don't dress like this. I look like if Patrick Bateman was born like in a suburb of Chicago. That's how I look right now. For the podcast listener, I'm very handsome right now. I'm 32, okay? I'm 32 years of age. Don't clap, don't not clap. There you go. House band Ryan Little. The Rim Show. I'm 32, so I no longer wake up with regret. When you're between the ages of maybe like 14, 13, once you start listening to like actually good music, to like 25, 26, 27, you should wake up with at least a little bit regret, okay? You shouldn't be super fucking happy with your station in life at that age. Now, regret is a perfectly fine thing. You're supposed to regret the things that you did, and you're supposed to regret the things that you said, okay? From the ages of 21 until recently, I used to be a bartender, and I used to DJ. DJ? What the fuck? I used to play in bands, which means I drank a lot. That's the kind of stuff. I was amazing at scratching. I played a lot of mid to early 90s hip-hop. Like that? You're supposed to fuck up, and you're supposed to regret, and you're supposed to learn from the mistakes. I no longer play music like that. That's your cue. See, I no longer DJ music like that. I no longer DJ White Boy Blues. Instead, I got a job. I have a very silly job, and it's a job I love. Because of that job, I am on all forms of social media. Now, I don't want to be on all forms of social media. In an ideal world, I would not be on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, but I have to be. That's part of the job. Now, there's an amazing photographer in the room. Her name is Kate. She's an amazing photographer, and she doesn't post bullshit on Instagram, okay? Now, because of my wonderful job, not knocking the job, I want to make that clear because my coworkers listen to the show. I want to make that perfectly clear. I love the job. I don't necessarily love some of the contributors and interns' Instagrams. I have to see them. Like, that's fucking part of the job. Now, when you're 21 years of age, don't post photos of yourself with cupcakes and glasses of wine. You didn't earn those. Stop doing that. You know who should do that? Fucking parents. People with small children. Because be like, look, we fucking got away. They're still alive, but we were able to make enough money to hire a babysitter, and now we have this glass of wine and this cupcake. We fucking earned it. Now I'm 21. Stop doing that, kids. That's not regretful. You should be posting on Instagram like, I maybe slept with this person. I don't know. But fuck it, I'm young. That's what you should do. Fuck up, man. It's okay to fuck up. That's the whole point of being young. Stop pretending you're done. I'm not done. I'm 32 and I'm dressed like I'm 12, okay? Well, I went to a private school. You had to wear nice pants. That's why. But that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Catholic school, fucked a priest. Whatever. Before I go any further... Wait, why are you saying what? Priests fuck kids. That's why they became priests. Happy... Oh, what's today? Good Friday? Shit. It is Good Friday. I completely forgot. I'm not making fun of... Is my accent coming out? I have had a few drinks. I apologize. Now, I'm not knocking people that figure it out early. I'm not at all. At all. Seriously. If you're... You know what's sad? I'm 32. My frame of reference of making it young... is Daniel Johns from Silverchair, because Frog Stomp came out when he was 17. That's my, oh, he's made it? I could use Bieber? No, no, it's definitely Daniel Johns from Silverchair. Anyways, I'm not knocking these people. And this isn't like an old versus young thing. Like, this is no different than Facebook or MySpace or Friendster, and before that, Slam Books and Yearbooks. This is the same fucking thing. You're supposed to fuck up and have regress. You're not supposed to trust everyone with a fucking camera. You're not supposed to post the entire process on Instagram. Do you think that David Bowie in the Ziggy Stardust era would be fucking using Instagram? No. The whole point was, what's he gonna wear? What's he gonna do? What's he gonna say? It's a surprise. It's part of the fucking show. It's part of your life. You're not supposed to know every goddamn aspect of it. I'm not actually that mad. I just wanted to say goddamn it, probably because of the Good Friday Priest fucking joke. Anyways, another thing is Instagram is too good, right? I have two cats. Instagram does not, the photo, the filters are amazing. I could be covered in cats like I am 90% of the time, and you can't see any cat hair. That's a lie. Stop posting lies, children. I learned not to share photos from a very young age. Okay, so I was, like most people that have friends or forced friends, you went to sleepovers, right? So I was like, I think 13 or 14, and one of your last like acceptable times to go to sleepover. And I went to a sleepover at my friend Guy Calcagno's house. I like saying that name. That's a real name. Guy Calcagno, real name. In other words, I grew up in a middle to lower class area. I sleep in the fetal position with a hand between my legs. Like this. I didn't know that until Guy Calcagno took a photo of me while I was sleeping and showed it to... That was pretty erotic, and I appreciate that. I showed it to all the girls I liked, specifically one girl I liked. They're like, is he jacking off at night? No, that's just how I sleep. That's a normal sleeping position, but when you're 14, you can't convey, like, no, that's how I sleep. I'm a confident person. No, what you do instead is go, give me a fucking photo. And then you take the photo, and he's like, I don't give a shit. I got doubles. In fact, I got triples, and I got the negative at home, you fucking asshole. I took Guy Calcagno's photo and his book bag and took it home, and he followed me. And I had to give it back because I realized he's got proof. If I sock him in the fucking eye, which I really wanted to do because he was a fat kid. That looked kind of intentional. It was not. We're like a jazz band up here. I couldn't do anything because he had the photographic proof, and I was stuck. From that moment on, I learned to never trust cameras, as one should. I love the X-Files. Trust no one. By the way, it's completely fine for me to call Guy Calcagno fat because then he got diabetes, which was the best thing that ever happened to him because he lost 50 pounds and he got super in shape, and now he's one of the firemen in like the fireman calendars in Chicago. So it's perfectly fine to call a fat kid fat as long as they end up being a fireman model. More on that later. The reason why I told you that, it's an ugly story. I don't come off well. I'm insecure, and I'm full of failures. We're all full of failures, and we should be full of failures because the failures build community. I'm 100% serious, but you find out somebody fails, you meet them, you share your failure, now we're friends, now we're sharing a drink. We're building community. We're building friendships. That's the whole point of everything in theory. Now, no one's going to give me a late-night show ever. Because I want one. This is, in theory, a late-night show. I want one, but I'm never going to get that, and that's okay. Because I like to talk about failures. People don't want to hear about failures at all. Exactly. Thank you. Like attracts like, right? So Ryan and I, regardless of whether you want to admit this, like the same things. He runs a record label. Is your record label very successful? Are you making Justin Bieber money? The answer is no. He's not. Because he has good taste. But good taste does not equate sales, does not equate money, does not equate stereotypical success. And that's okay. Now, we're in the midst of a sea change right now with late night everything. The SNL late night, SNL late night, Jesus Christ, the Weekend Update anchors, they're brand new, right? New guy on CBS, the British guy, there's a new guy in The Daily Show. I'm not like any of those three guys. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. I don't want to be like those guys. I want to do my thing in my space. Ideally, the space would be a lot nicer. No offense, Wonderland Ballroom. I love you, but you haven't fixed that fan in 3 months. There's no There's a fan there with no arms to spin wind. It's just a thing. It's a thing falling from the ceiling with no job. With no job. That's kind of how I feel right now. Anyways, I'm not like those people. I'm never going to be like those people, and that's okay. Now, when I was growing up, I thought I wanted to be like Orson Welles or Ernest Hemingway or Kurt Cobain, but I don't want to be like those people either because they all ended up dead. That was perfect. So what kind of... I'm not going to lie to myself. I do want a certain level of fame. The fact that any of you use Instagram, you do as well. So you got to figure out what is that level of fame. Well, to me, it's Studs Terkel, it's Mike Ryko, and for people that aren't from Chicago, it's Bill Simmons' level of fame. And Bill Simmons is a guy that started this website called Grantland, and he's really, really great, or you hate him. Either way, he causes a reaction, or you don't give a shit. He's the level of fame is where if he wants, he could call a match on WWE. And that's the level of fame I want, which he did last week. Now, complete aside, who's watched WrestleMania? Why did I ask that question? I don't care. I watched it. It was amazing. Here's what happened. There's a Russian guy. He's actually not Russian. He's from Bulgaria. His name is Rusev. Rusev is the shit. Now, Rusev has a woman with him. Her with him, yes, and is a female, hence the her. She is from Florida, but she pretends she's also from Russia. It's the shit. He came out in WrestleMania and fought this guy named John Cena. Now, John Cena is the guy that you might see in Amy Schumer's new film. He's the guy that has sex with Amy Schumer, but he's actually based on a real-life wrestler named Dolph Ziggler. That's not his real name. His real name is Nick. But his name is Dolph Ziggler in the wrestling world, and he actually used to date Amy Schumer, so this is a fiction on reality on fiction on reality. It's amazing. Anyways, John Cena is what kids like because kids are fucking dumb. He used to rap, and he's America's dreamboat. He's a fucking idiot. All the adults boom. All the kids cheer for him. It was amazing. He's America. He's the other guy's Russia. But he's not even from Russia. This is amazing. Let me make this even better. He came out in a tank. Rusev came out with a tank. A real tank. Not a hologram of a tank. A real tank. They have tank money. That's amazing.
I didn't bring a tank sound.
There were cannons for the Russian guy. Cannons! And a tank and a giant Russian flag for no fucking reason. John Cena did not get any of that. The American dude got a montage. What did this montage include? Classic 9/11 footage. That's what that montage during WrestleMania included. Not joking. This is not a joke, not a lie. $9.99 WWE Network. That's the plug of the century. Okay. You know what else that montage included? Steve Jobs still. What's up? That's America. Ronald Reagan speeches. Amazing. George Bush speeches. Amazing. George Bush Jr. speeches. Amazing. Barack Obama speeches, because we're not just on the left and the right, but once again, another Ronald Reagan thing to make it definitely more Republican. It doesn't matter. Obviously, the American guy won, but it doesn't matter. John Cena's a pretty cool guy because his new flag says U.S. champ here, and it's got an arrow pointing to his dick. So anyways, I want to be that level of famous. I just want to hang out with those guys. Let's go back to the Instagram stuff, which I actually cared about a little bit more. Here's how I differ from those people. Just those people being the late-night host. Just because you can share something doesn't mean you should, okay? It's a very, very, very simple idea. Okay, Pat, you're a nice person. Name one nationality, any nationality.
Canadian.
Here's something I could tweet. All Canadian people smell. Okay. All Canadian people smell. You pick the most general, boring nationality. No offense, Pat, you didn't know what I was doing. They smell pretty nice. They smell like poutine. Maple syrup. Delightful smells. But I could tweet out, all Canadian people smell. That's not... We all smell like something. That's a bullshit statement. It means nothing. But I'm not going to ever tweet that. And I used to use words on this stage that I... In other stages that I shouldn't have used because I was in a character at the moment, right? So I would use the F word or I would use the C word. But I don't... I shouldn't be doing that. I don't have that station. And I learned that in my 20s, right? Even if you're playing a character, you shouldn't use certain things because that's not you. I'm a straight, white, married male. I have, from America, I have literally everything going for me. I shouldn't just shit on other things because I can or because I'm trying. That's not a new idea. That's not a fascinating idea. That should just be common sense. Now, the issue with all this is it's about punching up, right? And the same thing with Instagram and all this other shit. I don't know what that was. Do you watch the WWE Network? It's $9.99 a month. There we go. If you just share photos of cupcakes and wine, why are you sharing anything? If you're just tweeting dumbass shit about any certain race or a gender or a type of person and not punching up, what the fuck are you doing? That's how I'm never going to get a late night job, because I think about this shit. Now, that's actually a very good example. Benny Hill was a white man that sexually harassed women for decades. He was so successful at sexually harassing women, he went into syndication in a different country. It's not going to happen to me, guys. You're never going to see me running after women way out of my league. I'm not saying I'm like ugly or anything, but just for the... He's at the youngest, 49, trying to fuck a 25-year-old. Like, stop doing that. Don't be a... That's your fucking daughter. Most likely your granddaughter, because you're a piece of shit. Anyways, if we keep making fun of people that don't need to be made fun of, if we keep posting boring fucking photos of cupcakes and wine, the whole... Everything is just boredom, and that's the worst possible thing. We have these amazing tools, and what we're doing with it is making fun of people that have weight issues. I mean, there's no manners. That's the thing. There's been a lot of comics in the past week that are coming to Trevor Noah's defense and blah, blah, blah. And there's a bunch of other people that are saying he should lose his job. It should be neither. Just don't watch it. There are other shows, but don't write a 1,000-word think piece about why this guy's a piece of shit. Just listen to me talk for 10 minutes. It's the exact same equivalent thing. I apologize. It's pointless. The whole point is to make connections and to shine a light on what's new and what's awesome and what's good. And I inherently know that that's all bullshit because there's no such thing as self-discovery anymore. We all just click on shit at work. But that doesn't matter. The idea is there. Now, that's how I found out about Ryan. Ryan was on my show many years ago, and I think that we're moderate acquaintances at this point, I'd like to say. After 4 years, we've really come together and done something good. And that's kind of what this show is. I'm never going to be popular, and that's more than fine. But at least I get to hang out with somewhat decent people. And at the end of the day, the Benny Hill song is going to play. So without further ado, please put your hands together for Ryan Little, everybody. Hard cut on that one, buddy. Hard cut on that one. Take the mic. I want to talk to you for a quick second.
It's kind of short. I guess I can...
You could take it out of the mic stand the same way I did. For the people listening at home, this is a lead singer of a band.
Well, I don't normally... There we go. I don't normally hold, like, that cell phone joke noise thing in my hand while trying to adjust the mic. I usually have a strap so I can just let go, but if I just let go, it would just
For the people
break.
Listening at home, there's a table in front of him.
Singers aren't bright people. They're just, like...
And that's what I wanted to talk about. Who is the dumbest person in a band?
In any
in general?
Band? I mean, the drummers are the ones who get the... I mean, people make the drummer jokes because they're great jokes.
And
because it's easy. It's easy target because they just hit stuff.
Well, also, drummers are dumb.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think they express themselves less eloquently because they don't have to. They don't have to, like, talk about stuff.
Have you ever had an intelligent conversation with a bassist?
At least once.
Okay, I'd agree that was a sort of a trick question.
At least one time.
Who is the least, stereotypical, the member of a band that you least want to hang out with after a show?
Probably the lead singer. Well,
really?
Well, it depends. It depends. It depends.
Let's go Guns N' Roses. Who do you not want to hang out with after the show?
I mean, I definitely don't want to hang out with Axl after.
That's the right answer. Guns N' Roses. Do you like the band Guns and or Roses?
I mean, a little bit. I'm not a fanatic. I have friends who genuinely deeply love that band, and I'm not in that. Steve Rogovan loves that band.
Is it difficult to be friends?
At Baby Stew on Twitter. You can tweet
Is it
at
difficult
him.
To be friends with people that genuinely enjoy Axl Rose as a lead singer?
I mean, you know, he also used to follow Fish around, so he's done some
Wait, your friend or
yeah,
Axl
Steve,
Rose?
Steve.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's like he's done some things. And he's done some other things that are cool. And, you know, it's like sometimes...
Do you plan on having a child? Do you have plan on ever having a child?
Maybe.
What would be more disappointing? Your kid going into the arts or following Fish around on tour?
Fish in 10 years? Or 20 years, or however
at least
long.
20 years. I hope your kid isn't following Fish around. It probably.
I mean, well, if we adopted a, I don't know, but the
we adopted a
17-year-old.
20
years from now, will Fish be followable, or will they just play like a couple festivals?
No, they'll be followable.
Well,
at least somebody in the band will take over the name Fish and tour as Fish.
All right. I mean, it would be cooler if they went and did stuff in the arts world. But, I mean, following Fish is, I guess it's better than banking. I don't know. I mean, it's not better than banking,
well,
really.
Well, that's sort of a trick answer. Most people that do follow Fish around have very high-paying jobs. Some are bankers.
Oh, well, then you win, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, coming to the stage are two people whose the band Fish is just says a lot about them. They're big, big fish heads. They're going to see them at the Meriwether Post Pavilion coming up this August, July, soon. Fish is coming. They're going to see them. Ladies and gentlemen from Hometown Sounds, I hope they know they're in the room and they're about to come on the stage. You got something to play, Ryan? This is a long intro.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Please put your hands together for Paul Bodger and Sonny Pareko from Hometown Sounds, everybody. Here we go. Yay.
What's up, guys? So, okay, I really feel like you punked us really bad.
Why?
Because, like, what? You're going to have, like, really, really, really funny people on and then people who, like, don't be funny? Like, what's your jam, dog?
A, I've never heard that phrase, what's your jam, dog? B, the warm-up isn't part of the show. That's not recorded.
Really?
So you're fantastic. The whole point is to warm up the room.
I feel like you're fucking with me now.
I'm not lying to you in any way. Trust me. I wouldn't put these... No, don't. You're fantastic.
We'll see when the show drops.
You have...
I don't know what's going down, man.
You have an interesting way of speaking.
Thanks, man.
Uh-oh.
Man with the G at the end. I had a Mexican friend in grad school, and he like introduced me to Meng, and I'm like, I just thought he was making typos on GChat for like months.
He is. Okay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Brandon?
Good. Thank you for asking.
You're very welcome.
Now, you do something that's pretty neat.
Thank you.
It's called Hometown Sounds.
That's right.
Here's a problem with your name.
Oh.
If I live in Baltimore.
Yes.
It's a lie.
Yeah, Baltimore's not D.C. That doesn't count.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's my hometown. You see what I mean?
Oh.
Why did you create a lie?
I created a D.C., you know, way to focus on music of our hometown.
Which is delightful.
Yeah.
Why didn't you give it a more truthful title? Why did you lie to these people?
Isn't life just full of lies? Isn't that how we make it through the day?
There's a great show on Showtime. It's not a great show, but it's a very watchable show called House of Lies.
Uh-huh.
Do you watch that show?
I've never seen that show. Does that ruin everything you're about to say?
No, I just think that John Cheadle is a fantastic actor, and he should be recognized for the work. That's all I'm saying. Now, explain. Is it Don Cheadle, right?
Don.
What did I say? I said Guy Calcagno again. Jesus. Okay. For the lovely people that don't know what Hometown Sounds is, quick synopsis of the excellent website / podcast that you guys do.
There
go.
You go. It's a blog. We focus on DC music. We play DC music videos all the time because who the hell sees music videos anymore? And they still make them, and they're still amazing. We do a podcast every other week. We play DC music. The whole point is just to make it easy for people to hear what's going on with music in this town.
Did you talk quickly because you thought I was going to cut you off?
Yes. Also, I'm excited about it. And I haven't had too much to drink.
You haven't had, or you have?
I have not.
He has not.
I would slow down a little more.
Watching that guy.
Yeah.
What's your normal drinking night?
Oh, never? I'm not a big drinker. I don't know.
That is fantastic. What's your normal drinking night?
Above average.
What's average?
Not going to quantify numerically.
Oh, all right.
Could we have an intervention within a bar? Could that be fun for people?
If you say so.
Are you guys in bands?
I am.
What band are you in?
I'm in two bands.
What bands are you in?
I'm in a band called Black Checker and a band called Uptown Boys Choir.
Are there any girls on the second band?
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. It's real cool.
There are cool girls in that band.
Yeah, there's real cool girls.
Well, I assume as much. Most females and males that are in the music industry. You're in the music industry to me. That is laughable, and let's move on to the next question.
Why do you do this if you're not in a band? You created the site, right?
I did.
And this guy is just reaping all the benefits.
It works best with two people.
Of course. Why did you want to do this?
Because my day job sucked, and I really wanted to do something cool with music.
What was your day job?
It's still like, my day job. Oh, I write software for the government.
Why? What's your day job?
Don't want to talk about it.
That's a right answer. Now, this guy.
Yes.
What part of the government do you work for?
I build web apps for a USDA client right now. It's not any fun.
Oh, let's talk just about this. Okay, here we go.
I'm sure my employer will be thrilled about that.
Do they know you do this? Do they know you do Hometown Sounds?
Some do, maybe, but they certainly don't care. They certainly don't think it's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could you put a bug in the app that automatically redirects to what you do?
That would be good.
I know, I'm very good at marketing.
Yes, a little Easter egg. Yeah. I never thought about that. That's
I did.
Yeah. Oh.
Quickly.
All right.
I have a quick wit. How are you? You like to smile.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
That's true. Good. I wish I smiled more.
You say as you scowl.
Exactly. That's my point. Do you find that it's easy to make friends?
I do.
Yeah, I should smile more.
I'm sorry, man.
Why are you sorry? You shouldn't apologize to me. That's a character trait of myself. We just met this evening. You should never take ownership of the things that I have.
Are you my therapist?
No. I'm speaking to you like a rational dad. Do you watch the show Daria?
I've never seen that show. I'm 39.
That is no excuse. You're 39?
39.
How old are you?
29.
That looks like 29.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looks like 29.
Thank you.
You don't drink a lot, do you?
Boom. He really doesn't.
Yeah.
So why don't you do more blow? It's extremely fun.
All right.
It'll take years off your life, but you'll fucking feel them quickly. Why don't you smoke cigarettes and do more shots?
If you say so, I guess.
That's a question. I'm not saying you should do that. No.
Right. Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
You never see. That's the thing that's weird about this.
All right.
You genuinely love local music.
I do.
You're not in a band.
I have been in bands.
But you're not in a band
now.
Not
in a band now.
You're not a cokehead.
That's right.
Not a drunk.
Nope.
But you still do this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So the question is, pretty blatantly and obviously,
yeah.
What's the deal?
I've never thought about this, actually.
This is, you know, the thing about people in D.C. is that most of us have lame day jobs that suck, and we do other things in the nights of the weekends that are actors, musicians, bloggers, and whatnot. And I think those are the cool people, the people that I want to know that interest me, and I want to be a part of that world. I want to support that world. I want to bring more people into that world. And also, I dream of not doing what I do for a day job and instead doing Hometown Sounds as my day job.
Are you going to physically harm people if that doesn't happen soon?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not a violent person. And I don't think harming people would further my goals.
I can't tell which answer, was, I don't know what he meant. Like, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But you seem like you want to hurt people while smiling.
Is that from Batman?
Great. We are not paying any licensing fees tonight.
No.
See, it makes sense for you to do this.
Does it?
You're in two bands. You got 10 years on this old fuck.
You've actually seen through my soul. Like, I ended up with this inadvertently because I wanted people to listen to my band. Like, I was just like, I don't know anyone. I'll just, take pictures of you and, maybe you'll, know who I am and, book my band.
Dude, that's how things usually work, actually. Yeah. That's
not a bad strategy.
If you have a teen... Why am I always talking about dads? Hey, dads out there. Hey, dads. If you got a teen, you get him a drum set. That fucking whatever band that kid's in, he's playing every show in the entire community until they go to college. That's how that works out. Good job. Don't ever be. Are you a dad?
I don't think so.
Now, that's a flippant response, but that is not a respectful response. And I would like you to apologize for that remark simply because if you love someone enough, if you care about someone enough, if you have enough soul and mind to have sex with somebody and then not ever follow up about a pregnancy / a child, you are a bad person.
I'm really sorry, Dad.
You know what you get if you don't know if you're a dad? One of your daughters run around on Benny Hill because they're looking for dad because of people like you. We've talked zero about what they do. Now, Hometown Sounds, you're really bad at selling this. Come on, here, watch this. Hometown Sounds is a fantastic way to find out about local music in a very easily digestible way. Most of their podcasts are between 30 and 40 minutes, and it's not just one type of music. Yes, it's a lot of indie rock, but it's not just indie rock. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. There's
okay, then why didn't you say that to these kind people? What you're doing is providing a service. Now,
yeah.
You mentioned music videos. Mm-hmm. Name one. Think about this, too. You're coming up next. Name one that you think people need to see.
The new one by the North Country.
The new one by the North Country.
Fantastic video.
That is the really most local shout-out you could possibly do, considering they live a half a block away.
It's really true.
And the drummer for the North Country was on the most recent episode of this live show. Mm-hmm. Fantastic recommendation. Yeah. I agree completely. What's yours? If you say Paper House, I'm kicking you out of here.
No, he just beat you to it. Because, like, that one's really good.
That's fun. Not a knock on Paper House. I'm just, everyone loves Paper House. We just ran a piece. Besides the North Country, what's another good video that people should know about?
There's a good one from a band called Presto Vando. It's a holiday cover for a song called Walking in the Air. It's a cover, but it's about a flying snowman who has adventures.
Like... It's Good Friday. What's your favorite band that you wouldn't have known about if not for the show?
Honest Holloway.
You wouldn't have known about them.
No.
Interesting. Fantastic.
When that video came out for Psycho Bitch, oh.
No, I'm not knocking that. I'm interested. Because, like, to me, that's a band, when I moved here 4.5, 5 years ago, mm-hmm. I knew right away, mm-hmm. or whenever they formed, or because, like, the city paper and shit like that would give them a lot of love.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, no, I'm just trying to be a dick. That's a fantastic pick, Honest Holloway. What's yours?
An artist by the name of J. Lima Foxtrot.
J. Lima Foxtrot has played 8x8. Very good pop artist. And that's the thing. She's making, like, pop music. Hands down, pop music, not that kind of stuff. That's a very good pick. It seems like you know what you're talking about, and this guy is dragging you down. Why don't you... No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, now, where are some of your favorite places to see shows and or why?
I love Iota.
Seriously?
I really do.
That's the 39-year-old in you. Moving on. Not going to the suburbs. Fuck off. No offense. I am just blatantly disrespecting you to your face.
There's a metro that goes right there.
Fuck off. No, Iota's a fantastic club if you ever want to play a show, and it's a very difficult club if you ever want to promote a show. It's really, really hard to bring out people with good taste there. Now, it's really easy to bring out dads there. Now.
For me, Bathtub Republic. No, like, here's why. One, like, you already brought it to mind, but two, like...
It's a half a block away.
Well, No. Also, it's so great and easy to heckle. Because they're just literally like...
You're not supposed to do that. Ever.
I know.
Then why do you like to do that?
It's a problem I have.
Is it never appropriate to heckle?
Never.
Oh, all right.
Here's comedy show. You hate what they're saying. Walk out. Talk to the manager. Be like, hey, I can't. Can I get my money back? They'll happily give it to you. Show. Go down and have a drink. That's it. Why would you ever heckle? Honestly. You're a 39-year-old man. I'm a 32-year-old man. This guy's 29. He should be almost done in terms of done with heckling. Never heckle. It's never worth it. You don't have
to. No, it's a camaraderie thing.
It's not camaraderie. Then it's no longer heckling. Then it's yelling back and forth. That's totally different. It's completely okay to yell things at shows. Don't get me wrong. It's actually appreciated in a musical setting. In this setting, please shut the fuck up. I love all of you dearly. Thank you for coming.
No, just heckling gets the idea across a lot more. Heckling.
Give me one example of heckling that you thought was appropriate and you do not regret.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Seriously, Nate, give me one example of worthwhile heckling.
Paul doesn't heckle.
Well, he's a good, smart man. But Tony, why do you heckle? Give me an example.
Because I know it will embarrass them. Like, there's this group called the Electric Grandmother, and they had a really bad joke, and I told them that that's a good joke, and they were like, "Gosh, wow, we're a little embarrassed right now because it's not."
Do you see the waves of applause?
Oh yeah. No, I see.
Do you feel the
not go over terribly?
Do you feel the appreciation wash over you?
You've won this. You've won this round.
Driving the point home.
Because heckling is the exact opposite of what you guys are doing.
That is true. We're cheerleaders.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're doing the Lord's work. You're fucking boys.
Wow, on Good Friday, yes.
Fucking. You just walked all over my boy fucking joke. I've had about 10 of those, and maybe a half of one landed. Because it's not funny and it's hack, and you shouldn't laugh at that. How dare you make a good decision in talking over that? What's the goal? I know you want to do this full time, but what would that mean?
It's hard to know, and you know it's probably not realistic in a place like DC that's really expensive to live in to do something about music full time. It's difficult, you know.
No, I have a full-time job doing very similar stuff. It's fantastic. I love it. I'm a supporter of the arts. I like to party. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It could happen. Do you want it to happen, though? This isn't some Tony Robbins bullshit. Like, would you still enjoy it as much if it was your day job?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
I really would.
Well, then let's make that happen. I know you would love it because you could just yell at people. Yeah!
Oh, God.
I like your enthusiasm.
Yes. You can't deny Tony's enthusiasm.
Paul, you're an adult.
Mostly, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, people should go to follow Hometown. Do you care about Twitter and all that shit? I follow
all
you on Twitter,
all
but
of
it's like...
Twitter, Instagram, Vine. We just joined Periscope the other day.
No, we also have a Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Okay.
Hometown.sounds.
Don't...
Add us on Snapchat, please.
You're making people not want to follow you. Stop plugging social media platforms no one cares about. Just stop it. Just let's focus on...
I thought it was really cool that I made a Snapchat.
The kids, they love the Snapchat.
We rarely get pity sounds from the audience. Tony, what you've done is amazing. If you're going to digest this in any way, I would recommend the podcast. Mm. That's probably the easiest way
to
do it. Yeah. It's good. They have really good taste. I know that Tony proved that he doesn't, but I promise you he does. It's a very fantastic series, and they're obviously very nice people to put up with all this bullshit. So, what's the website? I always just Google it.
HometownSoundsDC.com.
Why not call it Hometown Sounds DC, and then you could do it for other cities?
We could franchise, but that's a big project.
I know. It's really hard to send out 4 emails and figure out how to do this in other cities. Thank you. You're doing a lot of good work. Ladies and gentlemen, they put up a lot of bullshit. Please put your hands together for Paul Fodra and Tony Perica. Thank you so much, guys. Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are on. Get off. These days are on. Other shit going on, guys. You know what I would like to say? I think Paul and Tony are in the midst of their happy days, which means they're filming a sitcom in the 70s about the 50s. That's what happened. Coming to Stage is a personal fave of mine, and we're going to talk about some wrestling because she's a cool lady. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Alyssa Cowan, everybody. Alyssa.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, team. Dude, this guy is on point. Like, oh man, he's so on point. I got free applause for pointing out that he's on point. That's fucking dope.
Now, Alyssa.
Hello. Yes.
We both like something. We mutually enjoy something that is inherently awful. What is that?
It is WWE.
That's correct. So no good. One else in the room enjoys it.
It's okay.
That's okay.
We get it. We get it.
It's for 8-year-olds, okay? I know that.
that's okay. Most everything in the world is for 8-year-olds or bankers. There's no in between. Cocaine, bankers, baseball, 8-year-olds. There's no in between. Now, you enjoy something that I genuinely loathe, and that is what?
Wait.
It's part of the thing you're going to
do. Oh, the other thing?
The other thing.
I enjoy the band Taking Back Sunday.
Now, that's a horrible thing that no one should enjoy.
I know. I know. So much shit I get.
There's a reason, and you deserve it. Taking Back Sunday was a band made popular by sad teens. The end. That's it. They peaked in what, 02, 03, 04?
Yeah, 02. Tell all your friends. You guys, believe this or not, I was a sad teen. Right?
They recently played a sold-out 9:30 club.
Yes.
Because nostalgia won. Now.
I was there.
How was it?
It was so fun, except these, like, teenagers had a fight in front of me, like, 6 inches away from my face. They, like, had a, like, oh, like we're fighting because we're teens. And I'm like, how do you know about this band? How? You're too young to be here. What?
I love that point. That made me happy on the inside and the outside. Now, Ryan, you're in a band.
Sometimes.
What's the name of the band that you're currently sort of kind of in? You're currently writing new material for?
Taru Taru.
How often do you get a Taking Back Sunday comparison?
I think we've managed to avoid it. As far as I know,
Paul and Tony, you're still in the room. Do me a solid, buddies. Mang. Next episode. Next episode, first song. You don't got to play the whole song. Compare Teru Teru to like DC's Taking Back Sunday. Just be like, these guys are going to be fucking big. They sound like Taking Back Sunday. They're blatantly going to achieve the levels of Taking Back Sunday. And in 12 years, they're going to play a sold-out 9:30 club at a reunion tour like Taking Back Sunday.
At least give us brand new. It's just like
maybe
a slight...
Oh, no!
Here's the issue with brand new. They think they're smart. Taking Back Sunday knows who they are.
I saw them open for Jimmy Eat World in 2000.
Oh, my God, me too!
It was a while ago.
I got you beat. I saw Jimmy Eat World play the Bleed American album in September before 9/11 at Metro in Chicago. I saw him like September 5th.
That is impressive. I did that. Well, here, I can beat you, but not be. I'll actually lose harder because I was supposed to see Jimmy Eat World on the Clarity tour.
But you were 15?
No, I went, but then they moved the show to the next night. And like,
his mom wouldn't
I was like 15 or 14 or whenever. But then they moved it to the next night, and for some reason I couldn't go the next night. And I was like, I was right there. Is this close? And then it's gone forever.
You added so much just now. That was almost as good as heckling a band. Anyways, thank you. We're going to play a game.
So excited. I'm so excited.
What is the game?
The game. All right. I will give you a quote. You guys have to figure out if it's a lyric from a Taking Back Sunday song or a quote from the WWE heavyweight champion Seth Rollins.
You might know Seth Rollins even if you don't know wrestling because he recently had a dick pic leak.
He did.
So it's that guy. He also feuded with Jon Stewart, so you definitely know him. We're in D.C. You all know who this person is.
And it makes a lot of sense because, you know, like, there's, like, a geese. They come in a gaggle. Like, a bunch of Seth Rollins, they come in a Taking Back Sunday. That's just how they travel.
That'd make no sense.
This is another level.
I know.
I apologize.
It's a level that doesn't exist. She's making it up.
There. All right. All right, you guys ready for the first? First of all, does everybody want to play?
We're playing the game.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. And for the purposes of this, I'm going to read it always in the voice of Seth Rollins, or I'm going to try. All right, the first one. I may not always be the best man, but I'm always going to walk that line. Who is it?
That's Taking Back Sunday. Taking Back Sunday.
It is Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, right. I'm one for one.
You got it.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've
Neither do I. It's a game.
If this were Jimmy Eat World, you would kill it.
I might. As long as it's nothing from their most recent, what, 4 albums? I don't know how many they've made since then, but...
As long as it's not the past 12 years, I got this.
Great.
Don't listen to him.
Okay.
He's going to win this game.
Speaking of hecklers.
Okay, next one.
Okay, next one. I bet he is wishing, praying to whatever God he believes in that you would save him.
Seth Rollins.
It is.
Yeah,
it
no, is. Jimmy Rule, or not Jimmy Rule, sorry. Techie McSunday is not going to reference God. Like, we all know that. Victory Records does not endorse God.
Okay. How about this one? We spoiled the celebration in the name of justice.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Oh, you guys are killing
me. I'm listening to the crowd right now.
They'll get harder.
I'm 3-3. Okay.
All right. There's no stopping me. I'm gunning you down.
Ooh, both.
What a twist to that.
Taking Back Sunday.
It is Taking Back Sunday.
Could I give you a hint on this?
Yeah.
Don't go every other one.
What? No, I didn't go every other
one. I think
one.
You have. I think you've done Taking Back Sunday, Seth Rollins, back and forth.
Well, and then the next one's going to get wacky.
Please do that. It's Jimmy
all right.
World.
All right. How about... How about this one?
No, both! Both! That's both! And you can't say it's not both. That is both. I got six out of six. That counts as two. I'm counting that for 6 out of 6. Which one were you gonna lie to the people and say that was? Because that was both.
It was both, but I was gonna say Seth Rollins when he fought Dean Ambrose in the Hell in a Cell.
Nope, it was both. Because we've right, seen so. Shitty men with long hair. We know how they sound.
All right. Okay, how about this one? Everyone is lost, waiting for a second wind.
Brand new!
Stakes got crazy.
It's Taking Back Sunday.
No, it's Seth Rollins.
Oh, shit! I am 6-7. I've still got Hall of Fame stats right now,
all
so...
Right. They're real good. All right. If we go down, we go down together.
Yeah. Well, my wife said Taking Back Sunday, so I'll go with that.
It is. That one's a... Okay, fine.
See,
fine.
I thought you were going to say your wife.
His wife.
Do you have that queued up?
What? Huh? What?
Yeah.
What queued up?
Yeah, all you... Dude, all you do is cue things.
I don't know what are we looking for?
I thought you were gonna do a Borat one.
Oh God, no.
I take this seriously. When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll. Two more. I want to get an A average. Here we go.
All right. Every moment is a chance waiting to be taken.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
There we
Seth
go.
Rollins.
He is an inspirational man.
Right?
I'm a fan.
Okay, how about, oh man.
Is my wife going to yell out the band name?
Now I'm going to skip that one because I wasn't. All right, we're gonna do a switcheroo. You haven't seen my list. I don't care. Given a week to his devices, he's face down in a ditch.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with Seth Rollins.
It is Seth Rollins.
Yes,
it is Seth Rollins.
9 out of 10. We're never gonna play this game again because it's way too fucking easy. No, it was you did a good job.
Don't worry.
But I got 9 out of 10.
Oh, don't worry. I haven't flipped the page over.
Fine. One bonus question. One bonus round.
All right. There's lots.
I know, but we're running out of time.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get to good ones.
Why didn't we start with good ones?
I didn't know how much time we had. All right.
Wait, even if you knew how much time we had, why would you... I got to set the table with some shit.
I was like, haha, good enough. I will not be moved. I am owed this now.
Seth Rollins.
That is Taking Back Sunday.
Oh!
All right.
No, that's the final one because you know what my score is?
What?
9 out of 11. And that's how you end a game, guys.
One more.
You get it.
You get it.
I'm not participating in this bonus round.
Okay. Okay. How many are in the bonus round?
Three, and they're very quick.
Three. Okay. Three. I'll be really
quick. But my
quick.
Score is permanently 9-11. I won.
I had a better friend in my worst of plans than I ever had in either one of you.
Wasn't that like part of the album title? Like, no. I know that.
All right. Okay. Okay. This one's the best.
Don't oversell it. You have one more to go.
All right. I never had a choice to leave the chokehold.
Taking Back Sunday.
Is it Taking Back Sunday? It's pretty good. Also, Seth Rollins wouldn't shit on himself as a wrestler. So that's just deduction.
He wouldn't admit.
He wouldn't be like, I'm not that good. I'm just the heavyweight champion.
You end up in a chokehold. Like, you're just like, I'm stuck.
No, you say, I'll kick out. I'll DQ it somehow. I'll fucking figure it out. Jesus Christ, I'm Seth Rollins. I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not Brock Lesnar, who is legitimately an animal. He's an animal person. He's going to murder someone. Final one.
Oh, I guess.
I wasn't talking about anyone in the room, to be clear. Going clear, everybody.
You never... All right.
Come on.
All right. Calm down, sir. Nah, you got this.
How high are you? 1 to 420, how high are you?
A beer.
You're one beer in and you're like this?
No, two.
You're two, okay, still.
Two beers. But they're like good beers. I don't usually do good beers. You know?
Why don't you like good things? Last one, hurry up.
Okay. You never even stood a chance on your own. I'm going to tear you apart.
Both.
No, just Taking Back Sunday.
That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Alyssa Cowan, everybody. I like you a lot. Heywood, come up here if you so desire. This is my friend Heywood, Turnipseed Jr., real name.
Real name, no. Yeah, no chaser, real name. That was awesome. That was the Knight Rider theme. Thank you, racist.
What would... If you were a wrestler, what would your
Why
name...
Why would I call you a racist for playing Knight Rider? KKK would call it Knight Riders. Fuck that.
Oh... Race war, race war. Now,
but I thought it was Busta Rhymes, so big up. No, big up, Ryan. I was just fucking with you because you were doing awesome tonight. Get a drummer some.
That's your job. You have to give yourself some. You're the fucking drummer. Jesus Christ.
You've been kicking ass all night with the sound effects.
Oh my God.
And the shit. And smash the patriarchy. My man Patrick in the building. Patrick, you know, he always says Patrick smash the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Not knowing that patriarchy is a derivative of his name, Patrick, which is like patriarch, which means father. More racism. What fatherland, Germans? Let's talk about Trevor Noah, my nigga. Let's go right in and talk about Trevor Noah. Welcome to Color Commentary.
Thoughts?
I'm impressed on that fatherland reference. That was, like, that was top notch.
Are you impressed?
Yeah.
That means white people everywhere are about to have a good time.
And guys, that's what podcasts are about. Let's not lose the map on this.
That's right. Only white people listen to podcasts.
I mean, hey, really. White office worker. I know you're listening.
Same amount of white people.
How's your cubicle? Thanks for listening.
White people that listen to podcasts like shit. They listen to podcasts like they listen to the Kendrick Lamar album. They're the only ones like, who else is making Kendrick Lamar album number one but hip white people that are downloaded
women,
on iTunes?
White women.
White, whatever. I love white women. Why are you going to my kryptonite?
If you were a good drummer, you'd fucking play kryptonite right now.
He is, man. This is your drummer, yo. He is on point.
Do you want to talk?
I'm giving you a hint right now, what you really should be doing.
Do you want to talk about Kendrick Lamar right now?
Well, we were talking about Trevor Noah, but we're going to Kendrick Lamar.
It's up to you.
We can do, you know, we can do whatever you want.
Because I know I'm
going to. Because you was going in about your
30s. I'm going so to lose.
Okay, you know what? Let's wrap. Let's put it all in one thing.
I'm going to lose people as soon as they talk about Kendrick Lamar.
No, you know, you're not. Because, okay. Here's how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is. It's going to be the new host of The Daily Show after Trevor Noah gets fired. Like, that album is black. It's so black it got pulled over like 3 more times to Chris Rock and an Instagram and shit. It's so black, it comes with 6 pieces of chicken, a watermelon, and a white woman. And season 1 of Empire on Hulu.
I've never heard you're so happy with yourself. Like, I gotta write this fucking Empire shit.
I like it better when he does it.
Everyone does. Jesus, that's why he goes last. He's the best. That's what the headliner's for. Don't you watch WrestleMania? It's the best match of the night. No offense, other guests. Thank you so much for being here.
I did see WWF live when I was a kid, like in the Coliseum in Richmond. I don't think I've watched it since then, but I saw it. I did see it then.
Hater. You should watch it. It's very fascinating right now. I'm not joking.
I love wrestling.
Did you watch WrestleMania?
Nah, man. I got kids. I don't want to.
Exactly. Now.
Nah, because those are real, like, superheroes in their minds. So it's like, oh, shit, I could jump off the top. I mean,
yeah,
I did that
bad.
Shit.
My brother got
6 stitches in his forehead because, you know.
I got punched in the face with a rock.
Some kid in Florida killed a girl.
That has nothing to do with wrestling.
Yes, it did.
That has everything to do with Florida. Don't lie.
Well, he said that's why he did it in Florida. Was like, hey, go to jail, nigga. Which is how black the Kendrick Lamar album is. It's so black.
Whoa,
it's
gonna get... Let's do Trevor Noah first because I feel like we could easily go like 40 minutes.
We could go so many places because you guys are talking about like 9/11 before. Like I did this before 9/11.
Don't put him on that. That's just me.
That's what I did on 9/11. I bought the new Jay-Z Blueprint the same day.
It's a great record.
Happened,
it's a great record.
I bought the Blueprint.
There's no shame in that.
I bought the Tenacious D debut album.
I bought that too, though. Yo, fuck. Wonder Boy. What is the secret of your power? Wonder Boy. That was the shit, man.
Was?
Is. That's actually right. Shit. Like, this is a song about a song like the greatest song in the world. The best song in the world. We're gonna end like the devil was Dave Grohl and shit. It was like fucking punk rock, which is how black the new fucking Kendrick Lamar album is. It's so black, it's the fucking black punk rock.
Is this gonna be everyone's number one at the end of the year? I feel like this
if only reason he don't win a fucking Grammy is because like Macklemore Sesame Street or something. Yeah. It's like
I'm not talking about Grammys. I'm just talking about critics. And
No. Okay, here's how you win a Grammy. Like every critic,
I don't give a shit about Grammys.
I know you don't. Like you got on the Cubs jacket.
That's right.
The Cubs is the only team who haven't won in like 2 millennia. And baseball is a game of patience, and Cubs fans are losing patience.
Can I ask?
That's some shit. That's not funny.
I'm a Cubs fan.
No, you're not.
I'm from Gary, Indiana, but. I used to watch a lot of White Sox, but remember they had ugly uniforms. Cubs had banging uniforms, and then until when the White Sox were black and white, I was like, you know what? Who am I feeling that I moved to D.C. and I like the Nationals?
Can I ask which album is blacker, the new D'Angelo or the new Kendrick Lamar?
Okay, now we get into Trevor Noah territory. Well, think about it, because you and I had a discussion about who the new host of the Comedy Central Daily Show might be, and we had settled in on why I said that. Because we were like, yo, it would be great for us.
Yeah.
Inside joke. Inside baseball, which is why people don't like baseball anymore. By the way.
Yeah, I know.
Because baseball is a game of patience. You guys have to be patient because I'm going to get to the answer of your question. Now, so I say this is why it's about Trevor Noah. D'Angelo's black is why it's Sinak black. It's African American. It's inherently like, you know what? This is how the fuck we are feeling right now. This is it. Like, this is not we, but I mean we as a people. You dig it? Like, music, through music we tell our story. And the only thing culturally, like, America has ever really created, or corporately, is fucking music and comedy. This is 2 things you do very well on your show, music and comedy. So I say that to say, and black folks, of course, created both. color commentary, Patrick. Smash the patriarchy. Because I'm scaring white people right now with a little bit of this knowledge. They're like, this nigga here. I knew he had locks, but he, anyway. So I said it to say Trevor Noah, D'Angelo, Kendrick Lamar, what's more blacker, right? Why is that? What's more blacker right now? Kendrick Lamar, that's the blacker album. That's straight up to in-your-face hip-hop. Fuck everything.
It's great.
But it's everybody's great. Feeling that way right now. Everybody's like, yo, bullshit.
Nope. There's one track on that record which takes it from instant classic to, like, you have too many yes men surrounding you.
What okay, track? Which track?
The Tupac
I
interview.
Knew it. It was a Tupac.
The Tupac interview does not need to exist.
And that's it how black the Kendrick Lamar album is.
No, that's bullshit.
It resurrected the Tupac.
Now, man. Here's the thing. You can do an interview with a dead musician and do it well.
Who would you have done one with?
Rhymefest. Did you, not joking, did you hear the Rhymefest Michael Jackson album?
Yeah.
There's multiple interviews between Rhymefest and Michael Jackson.
But those actually, like, took place.
No. He was dead
but
when
no,
that
the
came out.
With Michael Jackson. This is what people don't know about Michael
no,
Jackson.
No, Michael Jackson they didn't. Hip-hop. Because they were taken from when he was in, like, all eras of Michael Jackson's life.
No,
it wasn't just one interview.
Rhymefest had conversations with Michael Jackson, so he said, let's put this on an album.
But it was.
This is how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is. It has no future.
What does that even mean?
It might get shot by a community activist.
So you're saying the Tupac interview is a prediction upon heaven?
No, I'm saying it's a prediction on what the fuck is after this. We have a president in Barack Obama. Thank you, white people.
Well, that'll never happen again.
Kendrick
Don't worry.
Kendrick Lamar has the number one album. Thank you, white people, by the way.
You're welcome.
And then here comes Wale along with Jerry Seinfeld going.
No, don't even bring that shit up. Don't worry, everybody. Wale's playing the AutoZone tomorrow at 2, if you didn't hear.
The joke is, yeah, exactly. The joke is in this music thing, right? Like, Kendrick Lamar is saying something, and that's how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is. They can't say shit. Tupac did, and he died at 25.
Yeah, but Kendrick Lamar is a better human being than Tupac.
You don't
was.
Know that.
In terms of sexual assault charges, yes, I do.
You don't know that either.
Yes, I do.
All we know is Tupac made great music. Everything else is
no, bullshit. No. There are court records that say otherwise.
No, there are white people.
No, no,
eyes.
No. No. That one.
I don't give a fuck about your court records. In my eyes, there are white people going, this nigga did it. You know what? I say what you will. Some of them was with it. Anyway. That's how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is.
It revives 20-year-old sexual assault allegations?
Nah. I let my mama listen to it. She was like, It's an automatopoeia. That's how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is. Automatopoeia. You know that's a black woman's name, right? It is. I know a girl named Automatopoeia. I said, girl, what's your name? And she said,
It's better every time he does it.
Are you disappointed? I'm going to switch topic. Are you disappointed that Trevor Noah is the host?
Nah, man. I think it's showing really, because here's the thing I dig. Remember, I want my MTV back. So here's the thing about Viacom, Comedy Central. They get it. Like, it's the future. It's a global fucking world, man. Trevor Noah is perfect for a global world.
Yeah.
For a global world, a global voice, like, they do have a Daily Show International, like they got a BBC America and all that good shit. So for that, this nigga speaks 7 languages. He just sold out 7 shows at the Arlington Cinema Draft House, where I personally have performed with another young Negro male by the name of Baron Vaughn, who also could have been the host of the Daily Show. So I said that to say, to have a person of color, that's not the point. You just want somebody that's intelligent that can actually keep that shit funny.
I'm not disagreeing with your points, but I am disagreeing with saying selling out the draft house is a big accomplishment.
It is 7 times. How many Africans are that?
Hannibal did it.
It's not that hard.
But
now
Hannibal did Hamilton, and that's like the whole point.
No. Hannibal just did the Lincoln too.
But Hannibal's like cool and like and Bill
exactly.
Cosby,
so why not give it to someone like that?
No, because that's like us being alt right now. See,
no, it's
here's
not.
The thing, here's the thing.
No,
I love
it's
about,
not.
Here's the thing about alt. This is why this is why the Cubs still exist in baseball.
Because guys that sexually assault women love them, and they love rooftops.
Well, listen, that's. You get into that shit, man. That's your prerogative. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Milwaukee Brewers, we hate them.
Have you been to a Brewers game?
Man,
I haven't.
I've been to plenty of Cubs games and Brewers games.
I haven't been to a Brewers game.
Yeah, man. I do like baseball. People are like, you really like baseball? I love it. It's America's sport, man. That's it. It's another thing America's done very well. Patience. Be patient. This could be like an amazing place. Which is why I was saying to you about the whole, what were we talking about?
We're talking about Trevor Noah.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about selling out the draft house and how that's not an accomplishment. And then the Cubs. This is why the Cubs are still in fucking baseball. Because you have on their jacket right now. Through merchandising, they make money.
I bought this on eBay. No, stop. I bought this in a thrift store for
$5. Trevor Noah's going to make money. I did shows at Wisenack, and he does great. And he is awesome.
And
Trevor
he
Noah
sells a minuscule amount compared
not
to Trevor
Not a minuscule
Noah.
Amount. The nigga makes money.
I know.
Trevor Noah makes euro.
I know what you're saying. I completely agree
That's
with
gold,
you.
Baby.
I'm not disagreeing with you in any way.
At the
way.
End of the day, the only reason alt comedy exists is because we have sponsors. Right? Wrigley, if you know anything about the Cubs,
Wrigley was the first
one to sell space on his goddamn stadium and say, hey, put a goddamn bubblegum here. You gotta make money. The young nigga looks good. He's not threatening.
He is an attractive man.
And people love him. Everything he says with a smile.
A lot of people don't like him.
Oh, I don't like him because of the shit he said about black people. But that's my prerogative.
Yeah.
And he said it about American black people. He truly, you know, all Africans hate niggas. That's why we're here in the first place.
Play the Happy Days theme. Jesus Christ,
that's,
man.
That's inside baseball. That's an inside joke. Hello, white people just don't show up and go, hey, we're going to take you with us. Somebody helps.
Come on, I'm pointing at you to play the Happy Days.
In my opinion.
There we go.
I know I got unfunny, but in my opinion, Trevor Noah's Uncle Scar. Trevor Noah would be Uncle Scar.
So you're saying is Trevor Noah might help someone purchase someone named Kendrick Lamar?
He's going to have Kendrick Lamar on his show.
Kendrick Lamar
makes money.
Kendrick Lamar was already on Colbert Report.
Answer your question, D'Angelo was frightening. They had on SNL. He had on a huge scarf and a Zorro hat. Everybody was like, that nigga's serious.
I love fat D'Angelo. It makes me feel good about my body.
But see, here's the thing about frightening Negroes. Frightening Negroes, let's talk about making money. Back to the days of Jack Johnson.
I didn't bring up frightening Negroes,
I did,
because
we talked about how black Kendrick Lamar
clear.
Album is.
He brought that up.
No. He brought up how black the Kendrick Lamar album is.
And then you said which album is more black.
Black Messiah. Yeah. Is it blacker?
Kendrick Lamar
would be the Black Messiah. Fucking Good Friday. D'Angelo's Black Messiah is John the Baptist. Kendrick Lamar's album is Jesus Christ.
Why can't D'Angelo's album be... Because
John the Baptist got his head cut off.
I was just going to say he's eating a lot of food and doesn't have abs
John
anymore.
John the Baptist, that dude going, fuck it. Jesus is like, but fuck it with a smile.
Well, John the Baptist was a little weirder and D'Angelo is a little less commercial.
There it is. White people are like, yo, they actually are smoking weed at this concert.
This is the most boring pitchfork essay I've ever heard. Trevor Noah is the D. Antwood.
Well, I like Trevor. I like
South African.
Shit
no one cares about?
No, I think it's good, man. I mean, you could have gone with anybody. Why not just go with Chris Rock at the end of the day?
Because he doesn't need or want it.
No, you could ask Chris Rock, and we have already welcomed Chris Rock into our home.
Chris Rock wants to do this job.
Yes, he does. He just fucking tweeted. He got pulled over 3 times. Imagine the host of The Daily Show gets pulled over. Fucking sketch, skit, done.
$1 million. No. But he's of age. He doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it, but it's about being in your homes every day.
Do you really think that he, like, if... I'm sure he was offered Letterman. You think he fucking wants that?
Letterman's different. Letterman is like, Letterman
how is it
is
any different?
Job.
It's still four nights
Letterman
a week.
Letterman is shucking job. Let's be honest. Letterman,
it's still four nights a week, though,
but it's
man.
Shucking job.
He already
you
did
have,
it on HBO.
Like, right now, we're not entertaining. We're doing inside baseball.
Yeah.
That's why people don't like baseball so much anymore. Because
yeah, that's
innings.
It.
You have innings where people don't score. We didn't score the last 3 minutes.
I know. I know.
But right, like, you look, the white woman talking, she didn't even pay attention to my, she didn't even pay attention to my drink. That's how black the kitchen with my mom is.
Can we both agree? We got to end this.
We do got to close on a good note.
We could both agree that Drake is something. I don't know.
That's how black the new Kendrick Lamar album is. It's going to be the soundtrack of every young Abraham's bat mitzvah this year. Mazel tov!
Mazel tov. Here's King Kunta, everybody.
First day of Passover. Hey!
Shit, I think you're right.
I know I'm right. Oh my God. See, white man, want to tell me what I got?
Oh, shut up. Do this every fucking time.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Heywood, you're not on mic anymore. But I just want to... I didn't say goodnight or goodbye to Heywood. He just left. And that's his... He's a human being. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But I just want to pitch something to him as a business model. He doesn't have to say yes, obviously. It's an idea.
Encore.
Really quick, just a simple yes or no.
Okay, cool.
I kind of feel like we have a potential to make a lot of money this summer.
Yes, we do.
And it doesn't... I feel like you don't really need that much gear anymore to be a DJ.
Right.
And you have one album, and I know enough white people. I kind of feel like we could be bar mitzvah DJs just this summer. You and me... Playing one album, that's it.
All we gotta do is play the hits.
I think we play some Kendrick Lamar and some Jewish King boys Kuta. Become men.
King Kuta.
King Kuta summer, everybody.
And they say, we gonna be alright. We gonna be alright.
He's my...
That's true.
He's my friend and I like him a lot. And
I
you
love
should
you, man.
Follow him on Twitter. I it's at how... sign Woody Seed.
At Woody Seed.
Because it's a marijuana reference.
That's why you're a Cubs fan, because you get it.
Yeah, that's why I'm a Cubs fan.
I'm a Cubs fan. I get it, man. I remember the good old days.
My favorite player is
Joe Jackson.
That's the White Sox. Andre Dawson. He was my
favorite. That's your favorite, Andre Dawson?
I have an Andre Dawson jersey. It's the only jersey I own.
Mine is Ryan Sandberg.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Ryan Sandberg. Rafael Palmeiro slept with Ryan Sandberg's wife, and then they got divorced, and he got sad, and that's not cool.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Andre Dawson... he got an MVP award on the last place team, the most recent time that's ever happened. And he got hit in the face with a baseball and was on the cover of Sports Illustrated because he does not give a fuck. Just went into the Hall of Fame.
But he had
amazing
curl.
Player. Named the Hawk. Yes, he had a Jerry curl.
He had a curl.
Who gives a shit? He ruined his knees playing on turf in Montreal for all those
Montreal,
years.
He was mean. He
one of the best
Chicago,
players
man.
Of all time. Don't talk shit about the Hawk. He's got multiple World Series. Now we're just talking about baseball players. We've already blatantly lost people. Thank you guys so much for coming out. I want you to clap for everybody. Everyone's been incredibly nice. That's the Moses Alou batting stance, which, once again, we're an audio podcast, and no one can see that, Kelsey.
Boy, say.
That's Felipe Alou's son.
Who was the manager.
Two different eras of Cubs and other... Anyways...
Zimmer, baby, Zimmer.
We're going to be taking the summer off. Heywood and I are going to tour around the suburbs of Maryland and Virginia playing bar mitzvahs. We're going to play King Kunta the entire... We're going to just be in Bethesda.
We're just going to be in
you
Bethesda.
You can see us every Chase. Thursday through Sunday with a bunch of rich Jewish people. Very
smash
nice people.
Smash the patriarchy.
And which and other things. We carry people on chairs. I don't know. I think that's a thing in weddings.
Break glass.
We're going to be a wedding DJing all summer. Bar mitzvah DJing all summer. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Ryan Little's in a fantastic band. They sound exactly like taking back Sunday. Tell all your friends, everybody.
Ryan Little, man. Where can we follow you, brother?
Thanks to Alyssa Cohen.
At Ryan Teru.
Yeah, whatever. That's a horrible name on Twitter. Our bartender's name is Cora. Please tip her like you're very rich and or poor. Whatever makes you tip more. Thanks for coming out, guys.